What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Oh boy, the first shot has been thrown. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Scherzler, the voice there, you know it. Seth Joyner, they don't stand a snowball's chance in hell of coming here and winning on Sunday. All right, let's have the discussion right back to your phone calls. Hugh, our first thoughts. It's the Eagles and the Commanders. What do you think of the matchup?
Ooh, it's going to be a tough one. I mean, I understand where Seth's coming from. And normally, in certain situations, you would say that.
Rookie quarterback,
man,
on the road.
But this cat right here with that VR headset that he was working with to help him, you know, become the quarterback that he is. The thing that jumps out to me from that game that I saw them play against the Detroit Lions was he threw some frozen ropes. He threw a couple of those. The moment didn't look too big for him. Normally, that's what you see. But I'll say that. You can say that across the board for all the rookies that are coming into the league now. Because we got a couple of them on our squad that the moment doesn't look too big for him.
It's true. Quinn,
so it's one of those things where...
But quarterbacks usually takes them a few years. Yeah, this is rare. This is very rare.
It's one of those things, man, where I remember coming into the league. And the biggest thing for me was the speed of the game. And then it was the moments because early on didn't have the type of success going to the playoffs and stuff like that. But these young Thundercats nowadays, you know, and I only thing I can contribute his success to is the virtual reality games that he was playing and put him in positions where I guess he just feels comfortable.
The other thing is he's older than most. He played in college a while, so he's not your typical 21, 22-year-old. He's 24-ish, 20, maybe close to 25. So he's
a little older.
Look, he's awesome. He's an awesome player. I said it last week before they even played the Lion game. He's the best rookie I've ever seen in any sport. I mean that. I guess maybe rookie LeBron in the NBA, and you realize it was different. He was 18. But football, certainly. He's the best rookie I've ever seen. Now, it's not a one-man game, Hugh. We know this. The quarterback here hasn't done much for weeks, and they're still winning games. The first look at the line, Hugh Douglas, over at FanDuel. The Eagles are a 5.5-point favorite over the Commanders. That was interesting to me because on Saturday night, the Lions were a 9.5-point favorite over the same Commanders team. Now, I don't think they're... is a 4-point gap between the Eagles and the Lions. Like, why aren't we as big of a favorite over the Commanders as the Lions just were? That's interesting.
I feel because maybe, you know, the Jalen factor probably plays into that.
Definitely could
a
be.
Lot.
He's banged up.
He's
not playing
that,
great.
You know, you got to give, regardless of what you think about the Commodores, man, they went into the Lions then. They slayed the Lions. Man, they handled their business. And they made it look effortless. They really did. They made it look effortless. So there's that. But, you know, you got to come here. It's a different game. I think the matchup really, to me, looking at that game against Detroit, he was the X factor, the quarterback, because they haven't seen anything like that.
He was the best player on the field.
Yeah, and you could see that. And it put that defense in a tizzy. And then, you know what the effect that it had? He affected the offense, too, on the other side. You know why? Because they panic. They start
trying to all of that.
They stay.
Because they knew they couldn't stop him.
Yes. And that's where they screwed up. The one thing that you always have to do in the playoffs, in my humble opinion, is stick to the game plan. Just like you look at the Rams yesterday. You knew they were going to come in here and throw the ball. And guess what they did?
They threw the ball.
And they had moments where you were like, damn, he made that play? Like, early on, they were dropping footballs all over the place. But, boy, when he had to have those plays, that sideline catch that Puka Nacua had, man, good googly.
So my first thought on this one for Sunday is this is going to be a big challenge. I don't think we could look at the Commanders anymore as a sixth seed. Like, they're in the NFC title game. I don't care what seed they are. They just went to Detroit and won. They're going to be a real challenge. Now the Eagles are at home. They have a better overall roster. This is going to be the fourth straight road game for Washington. There could be some attrition there as they keep going through this. But this is going to be... Look, the Eagles have lost one game, Hugh, since September.
Yeah.
It was the Commanders.
But it ain't light.
So they're not coming. I don't think they're going to come in here scared or anything like that.
No, none of that. And it ain't light. I mean, look at history. It ain't light. A sixth seed hasn't knocked off a higher seed and not went to the Super Bowl. It's happened before. So it's one of those things where you cannot, especially a team that knows you, man, you better not take these Commodores lightly.
Kyle, first thought?
Am I being honest?
This is a safe space.
Yeah, now that we're here and there's a little bit of uncertainty with Hurts' knee, and after having watched what the Commanders did to the Lions and sort of letting it marinate, as of Monday, I'm a little bit nervous.
Okay. I mean, I don't think you're the only one. I mean, we could have bravado or we could be honest about this. They're a challenge. Like, this is going to be a big challenge for Vic Fangio. He's got to really have them ready to go because... You watch some of those plays. You make one little mistake in the secondary, and it's a touchdown. Like, they're creating huge plays.
Yeah, but I will say this with that, is that the reason why the Commanders are playing better. They're playing better. There's no question about that, and I'm not taking anything away. But when you look at that matchup, it favored the Commodores because Detroit was playing with a bunch of dudes that just were on the street not too long ago. And shout out to those guys that played well in the position that they were put in during that run that the Detroit Lions had. But it caught up with them. It caught up with them, man. That's why you need ballers out there on that side of the ball. To lose as many guys as they lost and to be able to be in a position to host or be the number one seed in the NFC, I think that was phenomenal. They played hard all season long. But that quarterback was different, and it was something that they hadn't seen. And that's what it was. And then you talk about, for the most part, their offense was able to put them in one-dimensional positions and situations for the most part all year long. And that aggression, that's why the aggression played off for them. Paid off for them.
I'm going to tell you right now, my first thought for on Monday before we get to Sunday, you know how the game's going to be won for the Eagles?
Defense.
On fourth down. The Commanders converted 87% of their fourth downs during the season. So far in the postseason, Hugh, they've played two games. They've gone for it 9 times on fourth down. They're 6 of 9. Like, they're not going to punt. Like, unless they're backed up in their own territory, they don't punt. They're going to go for fourth down. So we have to play 4 down defense on Sunday to win this game. That's how you beat them. You get them on fourth down. Otherwise, they don't give you the ball back. Let's go to the phone lines here. First, can we hear Sirianni first on the first matchup, or the last matchup, I should say, between these two teams? Sirianni asked yesterday about the Commanders.
What did you feel after that game in Washington? What have you seen from them as a team as the year's gone on?
Last time when we lost to them?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it was a hard-fought battle. They got us in that one, and, I got a lot of respect for Coach Quinn and the job that he's done. I knew he was, going against him so many times when he was the Cowboys. I knew how special of a coach he is. He's got those guys playing really good. We're going to be battling for a lot of years to come, and we get to battle here this week in the NFC Championship game. Credit to them. They're a really good football team, really well coached, really good players. Got a lot of respect for that team that's going to be coming in here, and we'll do everything we can to get ready for this game. Does anybody else have anybody? That one?
No. You know, all right, great.
Go ahead.
All right, great. There it is. Sirianni.
When you look at the way that he played, he's come in and replaced a couple guys like Slade. What have you made of him, like, in the role that you give him?
He's a playmaker.
We're going to get Sirianni yesterday.
What the hell happened there?
Yeah, he was among the Commander stuff. I get why he's got to say what he says, right? The respect thing. We need to ratchet up the hate of the Commanders this week. Enough of this respect stuff.
I'll tell you what, man.
Hate. Division
we do
rival.
Hate them, but it's one of those things where, I mean, okay, never mind. I'll just keep that to myself because today is not the day.
But what are you doing?
No, I'm about to say nothing.
You like?
But no,
Jaden
I don't.
Daniels?
I don't like. I don't like the
him
Commander.
As a player, yeah, he's a Commander.
I don't. I'm not gonna say I like him. I envy him though, just a little bit. Just a little bit.
And be like, as a rookie doing what he's doing? Or just his ability?
I mean, since you brought me down this path.
Looking at other people's grass?
At the quarterback position?
Listen, hold up. Since you brought me down this path, I'm the only one that looked at him and was like, damn.
No, of course not.
Okay, well, we'll just leave it like that then.
That since September. Damn.
We'll just leave it like that then. But I'm just saying that this has the potential to be a fun rivalry for the next, 10 years?
Well, think about what just happened a month ago with Ertz and Sirianni on the field.
Man, and that we going to bring that back up, too.
Of course we
are. You disrespecting Zach Ertz the way that you did, and Zach Ertz was a big part of why they had success this weekend. Dude, this is fun. This is good for the division.
Here is what I can't have. Exactly. I cannot have Josh Harris.
No, you can't have
raise
that.
Raise a trophy at Lincoln
Financial.
Guess
who's coming to the game this weekend, too?
Who's that?
Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson's going to be in the
building. The whole group's going to be here.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I love Ertz and Jaden Daniels. I respect the hell out of how good he is. I can't, kind of like, I just can't handle the idea of Josh Harris with the George Halas Trophy. We cannot have this happen.
No, I'll be sick if they even pan to him in the box and he's all giddy. I can't have that.
I heard Joe Wechter this morning with a nugget for the morning show. This is the first time that Josh Harris has got out of the second round.
That's right. So congratulations.
Not with the Sixers, but congratulations. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phone lines. Glenn is up on WIP. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Glenn, we're good. What's up, buddy? What are you feeling?
Hey, man, I feel like I watch a different game with some of these callers because they keep saying that Hurts is managing the game, but he's managing the game the wrong way. He's taking bad sacks. The safety was unacceptable, and then a couple of times he got us out of field goal range on there for it.
Nobody's going to wait a couple of days.
Yeah, I know, but some people can't. Yeah. Glenn, you're not wrong. I mean, we had 60 yards of sacks backwards the wrong way. And the safety, which
thought
is obviously
we,
not good.
I thought we was going to wait before we started.
I waited till the 1 o'clock hour. He also did fumble. Like, they're lucky that we jumped on it, but like the whole turnover thing.
So
like,
that makes better?
No, well.
A victory money. Waited till 1.
I did. Because everyone's like, well, you didn't turn the ball over. It's because Kenny Gainwell jumped on it. Well, he fumbled. Go ahead.
Well, he also had that one play to AJ in the end zone that was almost, that could have been taken there either way for that.
Damn, couldn't make it through him.
That was it. I mean, I think just with the way the roster is, that the passing game in Hurts is going to maybe cost us the Super Bowl. Unfortunately, therefore, I just can't trust them. I mean, everyone wants to talk about trusting Elliott, but when's the last time we've seen a really good Hurts game?
The Pittsburgh game on December 15th.
Yeah, so I'm over a month ago.
Yeah.
I mean, if you guys remember when we played Washington last time when Hurts was
always
out, they were able to stop a running game without the threat of quarterback run, which is kind of nerve-wracking if Hurts is going to be hurt.
Well, that's that's the part that I'm most concerned about for Sunday. Man, good phone call. If he can't run like normal, it changes a lot. You know,
I think he'll be able to run. Now, how effective the running would be. Here's the thing. Just like AJ has not been effective as we would like him to be, having him out there makes a difference. It's a difference maker. Having Jalen out there making those decisions, it is a difference maker. But I hear what he's saying.
But if you keep taking superpowers away from a superhero,
he becomes a mortal guy. I thought he was going to wait before we start killing the quarterback. I thought he was going to give him at least one day.
We waited. I can't control the callers. I mean, what are people going to say? They're going to say what they want
to
say. You
tried to get me when I was talking about Jay Daniels. I left that one alone. Then we came right back to this one.
Well, I mean, I'm glad you calmed yourself down. I mean,
what do you mean?
I didn't know what you were going to say. Like,
I mean, but I was about to say what everybody else thinking.
He's good. He's really good.
Like, damn, they got a quarterback.
I know.
Finally, after you know how hard it is to find one, and it looks like they got one.
All right, now that you let me here, let me throw this out. We better get them now. He's only going to get better.
Yeah.
We better get him now.
Now's the time. Because, boy, we're going to be in the same position that was that the West is in when it comes to Kansas City. Yeah.
Unfortunately, that Micah Parsons might have been right about him. He might be the next big thing.
Well, Micah Parsons was wrong about
everything else. He was due to hit one. James at Southwest Philly. What's up, James?
Hold on, let me take you out. What's up, Joe?
James, what's up?
Listen, hello.
I got you.
Sound like he got beef.
I got a bone to pick with you, Joe.
What did I do?
He got beef
because all for a while, we were talking about run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. Mm-hmm. Now all you talk about is passing. If winning is the ultimate goal, it don't make a difference how you get there.
Of course. I know that. I know that.
So if all we talk about running the ball, what's the big emphasis on passing then if we still win it?
Well, but James, it's getting harder. Don't you see this? Like the first round was what it was. Yesterday was harder because they went against a better quarterback. Now it's going to be even harder against another great quarterback. And then the Super Bowl will be against one of two guys that are a Hall of Famer kind of quarterbacks. It's going to get harder, so you're going to need more points.
That's true, but they can't stop the run, and we're going to do it until they stop it.
I agree, James. I know that.
What you got, man?
I got an analogy for you, Hugh. It's like a fighter. He might win all his fights by decision, but he's still winning. He's still undefeated. So, well, he didn't knock nobody out, but he still won.
Well, the Eagles are winning, James. Isn't that
Floyd Mayweather in a nutshell?
That's not a great analogy. I'm sorry.
No, but I'm just saying that's how Floyd Mayweather goes, right? Because he don't really knock too many people out.
No.
He went by decision.
Are we really doing the Jalen won the game yesterday thing? I mean, the team won the game.
Jalen's Floyd Mayweather.
Hey, Joe. Mm-hmm. Hey, Joe. Real quick, mm-hmm. I got a solution for you. If Kellen Moore gets a job, right?
Okay.
If Kellen Moore gets a coaching job, right? Make Kevin Betulo the offensive coordinator, because Jalen's already in that system. Jalen, he's been with Jalen for 4 years, and it ain't too many concepts that he would have to change. Would that make sense?
James, I think it does. It's certainly a logical jump. I mean, especially if they don't want to change the offense again. And James, good phone call, because they've done this so many times with Hurts. I mean, obviously Sirianni likes Kevin Petullo. He's been with him the entire time. He mentions him. No one asks about him, but he mentions him anyway in every press conference.
Giving his props.
I don't know. The only issue is the last time they tried to promote from within, that became Brian Johnson. That didn't work out great.
Ooh, that's another storyline from this weekend. We forgot about that one, right?
Brian Johnson coming back
to town with his Thundercat quarterback.
He's not doing anything.
No,
he's obviously not hurting.
He's coming in. He got attitude. Him and Zach.
Oh, Brian Johnson. Yeah. I'm so scared of his attitude coming in this game.
Are you scared of Zach Ertz's attitude?
No,
I'm scared of him catching the ball in a big spot. Yeah, he's good.
I'm not scared of anything, but you got to respect it though.
Oh, I'm scared.
I do not.
Joe, you can't tell anybody scared, man.
Sure I can. It's a safe space.
I'm shivering from Brian Johnson coming in here with
that. Brian Johnson got a point to prove. He was disrespected last year.
We cannot lose to Josh Harris and Brian Johnson.
And Zach Ertz.
Can't do it. I mean, that's like, I hope they realize what's on the line this weekend. We cannot do any of that stuff, all right?
Speaking of, since I'm being petty, who was that talking about? They were mad at me because I was there talking about, oh, you scared of Terry McLaurin. Who's scared now?
Me.
Joe's scared. I'm not scared, but I'm just like, it's going to be a good game, man. This is going to be a really good game.
It's going to be a great one. All right, 215-592-9494. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Who gets the game ball for yesterday's win? We put three options up: Saquon Barkley, Jalen Carter, or Howie Roseman.
100%, man.
Guy who built the whole thing. I mean, that's why
he's the architect.
Isaiah Rodgers is here, and Saquon's here, and Carter's here, and Bon is here. All of them. Nolan Smith with a strip sack. They're all here because of Howie Roseman. Slay. Saquon winning the poll, 55%. Jalen Carter second at 36%. 9% acknowledging the greatness of Howie Roseman. Sean in Philadelphia. What's up, Sean?
He ain't ready.
Sean? Sean gone once? Where do you think Sean is? Work?
I mean, come on.
Maybe we're at work, but not sure where Sean is. I almost hear like a PA announce in the back. Sean? Oh, put Sean on hold. Sean, you got to be on your game. This is a championship week. Jake and Delco. What's up, Jake?
Hey, what's going on, boys?
What's up, Jake?
What's up, man?
Hugh, earlier when you were saying how do Giants fans feel today?
Yes.
Got a quick story for you that might tell you a little bit about that question. So my neighbor, I live in a row home in Drexel Hill, and my neighbor right next door, he's a New York sports fan, avid. So I went out back in the alley where I parked my work van to shovel a little bit last night, so I had to do all this morning, and I bumped into him. and he was in a good mood. And he said, "Hey, how you doing, Jake?" And I said, "How about them Eagles? Just to mess with them." He's like, "No. I'm happy for you. No, it's cool, man." And then so this morning, so today's recycling day. I put out the recycling cans last night. I come out this morning to the van, and one of my damn recycling cans is knocked over, and all the bottles and stuff are all in the alley. and so I look, and you can see where he parks, clear as day. You can see the tire tracks. He backed into my recycling can and knocked it over.
Wow. So
you feel like he did it on purpose?
You tell me, man.
I like how you did the self-edit there.
That was easy detective work, Jake. That was easy.
I don't know. That you know.
Well, you have a truck. You ever bump over someone's like trash or something?
I put it like this. If I bumped into somebody's trash, I would be courteous enough to pick it up.
Sure.
Right. And the trash and the recycling go out different days. So twice a week, my cans are in the same spot. I've lived here for 9 months.
And so now all of a sudden he did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He felt some kind of way.
Yeah. So now my question, Jake, now is I'm not inciting violence, but, you know, you did talk about it on air. So what's your next move?
Well, me and my wife are different. She'll probably say I should say something. I would probably not want to say something because I'm not big on making it and having beef with my neighbor right next door. He's an ex-Marine, and he's a little off. He's a little thrown off. So
hey, well, you know what? Since you put it like that, yeah, you probably let that one go.
Plus, Jake, you won. You won.
He said he rapped too tight.
We have Saquon here. If that means a couple cans get knocked over, that's a battle you won. Yeah.
Right. My other thing is, Joe, man, you got to stop groveling. Slay ain't going to unblock you.
You know what? Jake, I forgot until I saw it on the board here. I got to be real, though. He's played well. He did a nice job.
Let me see if I'm blocked. Let me check this.
I'm definitely still blocked. Jake, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. I'm not groveling for the unblock from Slay. Guys, I didn't even actually follow Slay. I just found out he was blocking me because I guess he was posting something. Then I went to look, and then I was allowed.
I know you don't follow me. I don't know if I'm blocked yet, though. Let me see.
Yeah, the block is worse. I mean, that's like, just get away from me. The unfollow is, I don't care what you have to say.
Yeah, I don't fool with you no more. I don't know. Did I get blocked? I don't know. I can't tell.
Well, look, last year they had a long losing streak. If you're not getting blocked by someone in the long losing streak, you're not doing it.
If you ain't got haters, you ain't popping.
That's exactly it. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone call is coming up here on the other side. And when we come back, where does the Saquon run rank among the best moments in Lincoln Financial Field history? Well, look at those, because it's up there. You watch the angle of that, the roar of the crowd. It was awesome. 215-592-9494. Midday Show on Sports Radio 94.